720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And excited to have on the line a guy with 60 Cup Series wins, one of them a Daytona 500, a two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, a Surefire Hall of Famer, already one of the 75 greatest drivers of all time, driver of the number 4 Busch Light Ford Mustang for Stewart Haas Racing, the one and only Kevin Harvick. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, it's glad to be anywhere, right? Think about this. 11th in a road course, that's not bad. Top 5 in points for Kevin Harvick. What do you do? Does this maybe cause you to rethink the retirement thing, or are you thinking, hey, it's just going to be nice to, you know, for the duration, race like Kevin Harvick?
Yeah, well, I think for me personally, it's really the main focus was always, what do we have to do to be competitive? So we've been able to do that so far this year and put ourselves in a good position from that standpoint. But look, it's a lot of work. In order to do this correctly, you have to be all in 7 days a week and be able to be involved in it on multiple sides of the fence, whether it's in the seat or in the conference room or in a meeting or whatever it is. And I think for me, it's just time to have a little bit more time and flexibility in my schedule. So I have not got out of the car yet and said, man, we need to sit down and have a conversation about next year. It's been a lot of fun to be able to go to each event and kind of celebrate what you've done at that facility and see the fans and sponsors and people and, you know, just hear the stories of what their moments are and go back through the paint schemes and the helmets. And so it's been, that was really the goal of this last year was let's have a celebration and let our guard down and enjoy the things that we've been able to accomplish throughout the last 20 some years. And so that part's been fun because I'm not the person that wants to tell you about what we've been able to accomplish and, you know, the things that we've done. But it's been a great exercise for me personally to kind of just go back and realize how fortunate I have been to have great people and have the success that we've had throughout the years.
Yeah, you think about it. I mean, you're one of those guys, right? You said you want to be competitive. You want to race like Kevin Harvick. You want to do those right things. There's a lot of focus and work that goes into just being competitive and being part of the race team. But even just reminiscing and kind of taking it in and being there for the fans and allowing for that, that's work as well. Was that something that you had to prepare for where you had to say like, okay, I kind of have to step outside of my normal, you know, 100% focus to kind of allow for this kind of thing?
Yeah, and that's really like when you see the logos and everything that go with everything that we've been able to put together for the last year. And that's why we sat down a week after the season ended last year. And, you know, everybody at SHR has already been through this one time with Tony and hearing the things that he would have done, the things he liked, the things he didn't like were very similar. We don't really want to do things. We do things in a very similar way. And I think with Tony having that experience, it was good for us to give us a foundation to say, okay, let's start here. And then we evolved from there. And really all the sponsors have bought into everything that we're doing. And so, you know, everything that we planned out in November has led to being able to be successful and be competitive on the competition side, which was the main goal. But we've also been able to accomplish a lot of things off the racetrack with the fans and merchandise and throwback paint schemes and throwback helmets and the racetracks and NASCAR and social media. There's just so many things that go into it, and we wanted to do the last year right. And that's just the way that we operate, and we want to be organized. And we want to make an impact, do things better than other people can. So, you know, I feel like we've done a good job at that, and I think it shows with the things that happened throughout the first half of this season.
Yeah, NASCAR is a cross-country tour. Not all places are the same. Not all markets are maybe the same, whether it's the market, the people, the proximity, the landscape, the vibe, right?
Marcus Smith and his group at SMI, they've been great week in and week out to help remember the things that you've done in each one of their facilities. And really, Marcus was a big part in doing the things that we're doing this last year, because this is not how I would have chosen to do it. I think it's definitely evolved into the right way to go out in the last year. But he was very adamant that the racetracks and the fans and the people and sponsors that were involved would want to be a part of the things that we've been able to do this year and celebrate with whatever it is at whatever market. So it's been It's been great.
Well, you think about the history there and going back, and this isn't even just my favorite Kevin Harvick moment. This is one of my favorite racing moments is, and since everybody's doing that, you're getting a lot of that all year, is IRP. I think it was year 2000. It was a Busch Series, an Xfinity Series race. It was you and Greg Biffle racing. It was like some of the best racing that I have ever seen. It was a million years ago, right? You were still in the Xfinity Series, but it is one of those at IRP. And so there's a million of those. Have there been some, Kevin, where people have come up and reminded you of something that maybe you had forgotten, but you're like, oh yeah, that was great.
Yeah. And it's a lot of those moments. And really that's what we wanted to happen, right? You wanted to go back and tell a story of 30 years of racing, not just 23 years of cup racing. You wanted to go talk about the last 30. And because we have a lot of new fans and you hear those stories about IRP. Well, you hear one of those stories about, you know, you might've been in Madison, Wisconsin or somewhere that we've raced a late model or at the Oxford 250 in Maine. And just the amount of people that you've been able to, you know, be in contact with or have watched your race. For me, I didn't really put all that. It's hard to put all that in the context to understand exactly, you know, the reach that you've had throughout the years. And so it's important to be able to go and celebrate all that, those stories, and let the fans tell those stories about the stuff that they've been able to be a part of. And so we've been fortunate to have a lot of great races and compete against a lot of great competitors. But we've also been to a lot of great cities and racetracks and met a lot of great people along the way.
Well, you think about this, it's one thing, your own trophy case and all of those personal kind of accolades and those experiences with the fans. But for the sport overall, you were kind of, your career sort of spans a pivotal point, taking over for Dale Earnhardt in the Goodwrench car. And then, of course, here in Chicago, you won the first ever race at Chicagoland Speedway. And now you're going to be racing in your final year in the first ever street course race right here in Chicago. So you've kind of touched a lot of those eras in racing.
Yeah. I, you know, when I go back and look at the era of racing that I came through in NASCAR, I'm very fortunate because I got to come through several generations of just great drivers. I came in, you know, in 2001, and you had that group of guys that raced really through the late 70s and 80s that were at the end of their career, and then we had a great generation that came up with me, and then the generations in the middle that of the Carl Edwards and those types of guys of the world that came through in the middle of my career, and now you're getting to race with a group of guys that's going to race for another 15 or 20 years, you know, the good ones anyway. So, you know, you've got several generations that span across several years of groups of people that I've been able to be a part of and race with. And I think that's a very unique situation. And I came through at a time when NASCAR was just at its peak as we went through the early phase of my career. So it's been quite a ride, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter that is telling everybody about it and being able to, you know, stay involved and do the things that we're going to do next.
On the tail end, at least, of the behind the wheel part of the career, making history again here in Chicago with the first ever street race in the Cup Series. Just your thoughts on that, you know, just on being a part of it. Obviously, that's going to be very cool to experience for that first time. Just your thoughts on racing here in Chicago, doing something new, growing the sport. You mentioned very strong on the front end. I think the sport is in a good place now.
Well, it's always unique to show new people about our sport, because really, in the situation that we will be in Chicago, we're introducing ourselves to a lot of people that don't know anything. When I say anything, may not have even heard about NASCAR racing. And so that's always fun, because most people think it's, hey, they went down to the dealership and they put some aftermarket parts on their car, and, you know, they went to their four-car garage and here they are. Well, when you think of NASCAR racing in today's world, it's an engineering exercise, and there's hundreds of people involved and at the race shop, and, you know, 100 and some people involved at the engine shop, and, you know, you can go race all over the country, and you've got the guys and gals back at the shop in the war room helping call the race, and so there's just so many things that go into what we do on the racetrack. And when people see that for the first time, they're just blown away. So when you can, and you know, the race itself, when you can hear it, see it, and smell it, it just gives you a different perspective on what it's all about than what you can get on television. But it'll come across great on TV as well. It could be wild. I don't want to speculate on, you know, it's going to be this type of race or that type of race, because I've learned a long time ago that you have no idea. of what is going to happen and how it's all going to work out the first time. So we'll let that play out and see how it all works out.
It's gonna be very exciting. It's gonna be great to be there. You mentioned the TV side because of the road course. A lot of people are gonna be experiencing this through the television side. And as you transition into that next year, your thoughts on that? Obviously, always been an important voice in the sport, and to be able to add your perspective to that broadcast is gonna be great for the viewers. And you've done a little bit of that. Wait, your thoughts so far? Is this something that you feel like naturally you can do it? You just have to kind of share what it is you're seeing. Is there maybe a different sort of perspective or respect for the broadcast side? Or are you like, what did I get myself into?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. I spent a lot of time in the TV compound this weekend just trying to understand it. But it's very similar to every other thing that you do. You got to have a lot of great people in order to make something come across great. And so, you know, that communication and teamwork is something that we pride ourselves in right now, currently, as far as the four team and everything we do at Stewart Haas Racing. And because without great people, you can't make things go around like you want them to do. But, you know, I think for me, being able to talk about racing is what I've done my whole life. So being able to talk about racing is what I talk about every day, and being able to talk about that on TV, whether it's the most exciting race or the most boring race you've ever watched, there's always something going on, and there's always something to talk about that's intriguing. And, you know, so it's just finding those stories and on the days when the race is in a little bit of a lull, and finding those individuals that are doing something unique and pointing those things out are things that I'm looking forward to, because there's never a dull moment in a race from a driver and team standpoint. And I think if we can bring that out in the broadcast, it's going to be fun, because there's always something to talk about.
There's so much behind the scenes, so many stories, and of course so many stories that you are making new memories now for the rest of this season, of course sharing the entire career of memories with all of those fans and all those city, and coming up here in Chicago for the street race. So Kevin, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for all of that thoughtful consideration, bringing the fans along with on your kind of final run through the Cup Series, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.